We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/BlueWire. Just go to Indeed.com/BlueWire right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/BlueWire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Hello and welcome to the PHNX D-backs podcast right here on PHNX. My name is Derek Montilla, occasionally known as the mayor of Washington, D.C. No, I can't claim that. There's like a real person that can call themselves that. But I am the mayor of PHNX, and I'm joined by my vice mayor of PHNX, the one and only Thunderstick Jesse Friedman.
Are you freezing your butt off there yet, Derek?
Oh, Jesse, it's cold. It's cold. Jesse, I lost all feeling in my hands today while I was walking around doing touristy stuff. But I did have an opportunity today with my friends being busy with work stuff to kind of just have a day to myself. And I went to the White House and had a talk with the president. And I went and talked to Congress. Yeah. And I did all the stuff that a mayor like myself does when in Washington, D.C. But of course, this show is brought to you by the fine folks at DraftKings Sportsbook app, an app that I cannot access right now where I am at, but I hope you can. Go download the DraftKings Sportsbook app right now if you are in Arizona, and download that app. Use our code of PHNX, and simply for betting $5 on any NFL team to win their game, you will get 56-1 odds on any NFL team. Bet just $5 and win $280 in free bets if your team wins. That's promo code PHNX for 56-1 odds at DraftKings Sportsbook. And yes, Jesse, you mentioned it. I am very cold. I was here to talk to the president about the lockout.
Secret Service. It's clearly Biden's problem for sure.
Well, when I'm at a restaurant and I'm getting bad service from the server, I don't want to talk to the manager about it, but sometimes you have to. And I feel like this was like, I'm like talking to Rob Manfred's manager. Like, I don't know who I can go to higher than them at baseball. So I figured I'd start with the president, see if he could either hook me up with some ideas or maybe point me in the right direction. Oddly enough, Secret Service did not they don't have a sense of humor about this whole thing. So, needless to say, I had a rough afternoon, but I'm still having fun here in Washington, D.C. I got nothing changed, much like the MLBPA and the union has had nothing changed. Turning right now to another chapter, Jesse, of course, in our ongoing saga that we like to call As the Cactus Turns. And another episode of As the Cactus Turns, Jesse. Last time on As the Cactus Turns, nothing happened. There's nothing that happened. And now there's still nothing that's happened. We are waiting.
There's kind of something, right? Well, Jeff Passan tweeted earlier today that the two sides are going to meet on Monday and the players are going to make a counterproposal.
That's frustrating, progress. Jesse. Look at you. Look at you accepting this situation in a way that none of us should accept this situation. Monday, Jesse? Monday, when was the proposal delivered by baseball? By the owners last Thursday, we heard that maybe the MLBPA was going to have it in this week, but no, Jesse, no, not at all. This doesn't happen until next week. I am a bit frustrated by this whole thing. Not surprised, I guess, but yeah, I don't know what's going to happen. Brandon Buckingham in our comments says, I need baseball in March. We all need baseball in March.
We need baseball in February. That's what we need.
That's a bigger regret. That's definitely. We need baseball ASAP. I'm very cold, so just the thought of baseball right now thaws out my frozen hands from today. By the way, it's a bad idea to walk around Washington, D.C. Without gloves. That's all I'm saying is if you're coming to the D.C. area, summer, winter, fall, spring, doesn't matter, bring some gloves with you.
Oh, I've been there in the summer. You don't need gloves in that place in the summer, Derek. Trust me.
I don't know. But I did see a sign today about putting your feet in the water at the reflection pool. So obviously, apparently it's warm enough at some point to do that. So I will say that I believe in that. But there's a bigger update, Jesse. There's a bigger update than anything that we could have from the union or the players. Forget baseball coming back. What we are closer to is the home plate umpire going away from calling balls and strikes. The automated ball strike system, lovingly known, of course, as the ABS, is the technology powering what's colloquially known as robot umps, right? So in this article that was published for Axios by Jeff Tracy, they are talking about how the independent, I know this has made news a little bit, that the independent Atlantic League announced that they were doing away with the robot umps after testing them for the past season and a half. And that has led to some speculation. It's led to some thoughts about whether or not this means that's the end for robot umps, but not according to this article, Jesse. It's not the end. It only means that we are moving on to the next phase, which is saying that the league explained that its own assessment of the ABS was complete, the Atlantic League's assessment, and that they have passed it on to MLB, and an MLB affiliate league would continue testing it. So you pair that with some new job postings in the AAA markets. Apparently, MLB is recruiting ABS techs in 11 AAA markets, which means that they are bringing robot umps to AAA baseball.
Wow. That is huge. I mean, I don't know if the Atlantic League to AAA is a pretty big jump. I mean, I don't want to discount the Atlantic League, but the Atlantic League is an independent league. I mean, that's pretty low on the totem pole as far
Here's the thing, though.
Baseball goes.
It's still professional baseball, right? It's still an organized baseball league that operates as a baseball league, right? So, like, I get what you're saying in the grand scheme of things. It's not even part of MLB's minor league system, which meant that they could test it for essentially two seasons without anybody really paying much attention to it, right?
Right.
I think the thing about it is if there were successes and failures to be measured, changes to be made, things like that. That's something that baseball is all about, honestly, is testing out these ideas, these thoughts, processes to make the game be better and to make it go faster. And honestly, the one thing about this is people like umpires, for instance, seem to still be against the idea of the ABS, which is funny to me because
which is fair. I mean, isn't it? I mean, you're sort of saying that they're crappy at their job and they need to be replaced by a robot.
here's why I think it's not, though, is because the umpire is still going to make calls at the plate on all plate related matters. So check swings, interference, plays at the plate, all of those kind of calls, foul tips, all of that is still determined by a home plate umpire who's still there doing his job. All we're saying at this point is the general balls and strikes would be taken care of by a system, right? I get what you're saying, but I think, okay, this is like a job telling you we're still going to pay you the same amount, but we're going to take away one of the duties that you have. Oh, yeah, and that duty is the one that mostly gets you booed and have batteries thrown at you and people waiting by your car and stuff, because it's the balls and strikes that makes people really hate these umpires. It's the reason why certain guys have gotten such a bad reputation, right? The Angel Hernandezes of the world. These guys get a bad reputation because people question, how could you be so bad at this thing, this strike zone calling thing, and still keep your job at the high level that you do for as long as you have? The problem is that right now, the way that a strike zone is set up, the way that MLB views it, is that a strike zone is subjective somehow, like fucking art or some shit like that. Like, it's subjective. It's up to that umpire's determination of what the strike zone is. And that's bullshit, because how can something that's so important in the game of baseball be subjective, right? Like, I understand it's subjective in the terms of, like, for instance, how a player stands in the box and the size of that player, right? a small guy that might be able to shrink the strike zone down between like his elbows and his knees or whatever they're using to measure the strike zone, you know, his belt buckle, whatever the thing is. I understand how there's ways to manipulate it, make the strike zone bigger or smaller, and that's the reason why it's subjective, but it shouldn't be the subjective in the context that bad umpires in MLB right now it's subjective as far as that goes. Like,
yeah,
the way that their strike zone can shrink and widen during the course of a game, or, you know, just a lot of the inaccuracies that we see. Obviously, the pitch tracking that we put over the strike zone really has never helped the umpires look worse, right? Like, that was the single invention that really just buried umpires as far as popularity in sports go.
Because it used to be that you just didn't really know, right? Like, right, before we could all track games on the MLB app and just see that a pitch that was blatantly off the plate was just called strike three. Before, I mean, it was kind of hard to tell, right? If you were at the game, you only really see those kinds of things from certain angles. And even then, the umpire is a lot closer than you are. So there was always kind of this sense that, you know, the umpire had some credibility just because, I mean, they could see it better than I can, right? But the problem now, Derek, is that all of us, at least for me, every single time I watch a baseball game, even if I'm there in person or watching it on TV, I still have the MLB app in my hand and I am watching the location of every single pitch. Yep. And it literally makes me smarter than the umpire. It makes me smarter than the person who's actually making the calls, because I'm looking at a computerized system that gives an objective image of where the pitch was thrown. And the umpire is just helpless. I mean, they're trying to use their, you know, their human eyeballs to see it, which is just never going to compare to what technology can do. So I don't know if I would say the strike zone is subjective, right? Like, I don't think it's really subjective. It does have a very well-defined, you know, it's a very well-defined thing according to the official rules of Major League Baseball.
According to rules, yes.
Right, right. The problem is that there's no realistic way for an umpire to match that 100% of the time, right? They are going to make mistakes. And so it's just become this thing where, you know, even though it's really not subjective, in a sense, we've kind of embraced it as something that is objective because it has to be. I mean, we have to accept the fact that human beings are going to make mistakes. And I mean, that in some ways, that's the nature of being a sports fan, right? I mean, if you ask an NBA fan as well, they're going to tell you that referees make mistakes all the time. But and that's, of course, true. But the problem is that in baseball, balls and strikes are a pretty simple thing, right? It's not as nuanced as a reach-in foul or something like that, where you need a human being there to decide. Balls and strikes are just, it either is or it isn't, right? And I think that's why we all understand that at some point the robo ump thing is just going to happen.
Robot umpires, Jesse. Robot umpires.
That's incredible.
Just get ready for it. Just get ready for it. We got robot umpires on the horizon. I know that it's just going to be a camera. I know there's still going to be a home plate umpire. That's the reason why, again, like, there's things about my job that I'm bad at, right? I think everybody here can agree to that. There's also things in life that I'm bad at, right? Like, I hate driving. I don't like it. I'm not a big car guy. I don't like driving. I don't find driving to be relaxing in any way, traffic or no traffic.
I find driving to be very relaxing. I know.
There's people, my brother is a huge car guy. My brother has two beautiful cars, a truck and a like an old Pontiac. And
maybe it's because you're still driving that box thing.
It's a piece of shit. It's terrible. But no, you know what? I've realized it more than ever. Here in Washington, D.C., I've been riding the Metro Rail, and all I can think is, I would ride this all the time. There's times where I sit there, I'm like, how would I get groceries home? There's things like that I've been thinking of while I've been here, like if I would drive the Metro Rail, but I'm like, maybe I'd have a car, but maybe I wouldn't use it very much. I don't know, because this seems like a really efficient way to get around town. And the most important part is, like, if I had to go to work, I like the idea of being able to do work on the way to work rather than driving. So, like, the concept of just sitting on a train like that and doing my work while we go is very appealing to me. So I don't know, but that's another case where I know there's a human being probably driving that train. I can't confirm that. Maybe there's a robot driving.
That's the case, fair. I've always wondered that, like, I've been on a lot of public transit systems, and I'm always wondering, is there someone driving this thing?
Is there someone out there controlling it?
How are they? Like, how, like, is this really a viable job, or do they literally just sit there while the computer runs the thing and they just, like, you know, browse Twitter the whole time?
That's a great question. They got to keep their eyes on the road the whole time. There's a, you know, you got to do what you got to do. Kyler Murray says, go D-backs. Appreciate the support, Kyler. I know you're going to have a lot of time with the offseason. We need to talk about some of your, leadership skills, but we'll figure it out. I know you're very talented, so we believe in you. Also, we have Brett Johnson who says literally anything to get Angel Hernandez from absolutely being terrible or from being absolutely terrible. Yes, that's.
I feel like Angel Hernandez would find a way though. Like he would just ignore the robot occasionally for the heck of it.
He
brings somebody up because he wanted to.
That's why what we need is a real robot back there, right? Real robot, laser cannon. Maybe not. You don't have to arm it with something that could actually like kill the other umpire, but maybe just physically intimidating. Maybe just a large robot that won't put up with Angel Hernandez's shit, so he'll think twice before trying to override it.
The graphic again? Can we see?
Let's throw this guy back up there. Yeah,
like that guy. Yeah,
yeah, but make him 9.5 feet tall is what I'm saying, right? So that really sends home the image that you don't want to mess with him. And I appreciate if he'd keep that PHNX logo on his chest, by the way. That would be great. It would remind people to go sign up at gophnx.com for a membership, Jesse. Of course, we have annual memberships. We have month-to-month memberships. You can get an annual membership, and you will get that free T-shirt over at phnxlocker.com. Annual membership is great, and I know you want the shirts. Go over to phnxlocker.com right now. Check them out. Drool over them a little bit. Consider it. Think about it. Think not only are you going to get that shirt now, but you're also going to get members only deals over at phnxlocker.com that you can only get as a member. You can also get members only access to our Discord. Come in there, talk to me and Jesse about new t-shirt designs for phnxlocker.com. As the season approaches, we are quickly going to get back into baseball season one way or another. It's going to happen. So once we get there, we'll have some new shirts launched on phnxlocker.com. You sign up for a membership over at gophnx.com, you'll get your free t-shirt voucher. Maybe you can wait until we drop some of those shirts at phnxlocker.com for the Arizona Diamondbacks podcast that we do over here. And then you get yourself the fresh new gear the minute it drops. So consider becoming a member. We appreciate it. We appreciate the support. If you're already a member of the family, we love you. The rest of you, we love you too. Just not as much, but enough, you know, like good parents should. But we appreciate all of you guys listening and tuning in. And we appreciate you guys being members. Obviously in our comments, we got some talk about from Motion. When the weather is starting to warm up, baseball needs to be starting up. And I couldn't agree more. I need the weather to start warming up now. But talk right now, of course, amongst baseball websites and pundits like ourselves is focused on, figuring out things we could talk about. So I appreciate all of our baseball friends out there for putting whatever ideas in the universe that we can grasp onto. And CBSSports.com is right now predicting which team or who would be each team's next Hall of Fame induction or inductee. At this point, they have named Curt Schilling, which we talked about on yesterday's show, as the next inductee for the Arizona Diamondbacks. And the article also points to Paul Goldschmidt at Zach Greinke being potential inductees for the Arizona Diamondbacks as well. And then kind of says the list drops off a little bit after that, as far as, seeing the Hall of Famers of the future for this team, which I understand. Ketel Marte is obviously a very good player, but not somebody right now that I would say you could even talk about in a Hall of Fame context. But they did mention Paul Goldschmidt being a bit of a long shot, which I kind of can understand. Like it's just hard as an Arizona Diamondbacks fan, it's hard to see that or think that, because obviously that guy was so good for so long for us here. That
did they say he's a long shot to make the Hall of Fame or to go in as a Diamondback?
To make it into the Hall of Fame did float the idea out there that, you know, if he sees some success, especially championship wise with the St. Louis Cardinals, that there would be a good chance that we wouldn't be seeing, we wouldn't be seeing him go in as a D-back despite the amount of time that he was with this team and despite the fact he was drafted by this team. I guess I wanted to ask you, what do you think of these guys? Who do you think would we see go in potentially as an Arizona Diamondback?
I have to agree. I mean, Kurt Schilling is the only one on that list that we know would go in as a Diamondback. We talked about it recently on the show. He said that he would go in as a Diamondback if he makes it. And I still think that's a big if. We talked about it on the show this morning, that Kurt Schilling and the Hall of Fame, we're not so sure, right? Just because of all the things that he said, that's an ongoing saga. So I don't know if I would necessarily bet on any of them going into the Hall of Fame as a Diamondback because of the issues with Kurt Schilling. Zach Greinke, we've talked about, he's a really interesting case where he is very likely to be a Hall of Famer, but it's just kind of anyone's guess which team he would go in as. The Royals are the team that he spent the most time with, but he wasn't necessarily great in Kansas City. The Dodgers, that would be the place where he had his best seasons, but it was also only 3 years. He was here in Arizona for longer than that, but definitely not his best seasons of his career. He didn't win a championship or anything here. So it's pretty tough. Goldie, I think I may be a little bit more hopeful about him making the Hall of Fame than they are. It's definitely not, I wouldn't say it's a greater than 50% chance, but I don't know if I would call it a total long shot. Paul Goldschmidt has had a very, very nice major league career. And at this point, I think it's just about longevity. You know, can he continue to be a premier first baseman for another 6 or 7 seasons? If he can do that, I really do think that Goldie would have a real shot.
Yep. And Brett Johnson says, if Goldie doesn't go into the Hall of Fame with a D-backs hat, I might cry. We all definitely would.
We would all cry. We all
definitely would. And he says, don't put those evil thoughts out there, Derek, please. I think in regards to the St. Louis Cardinals thing, and I don't want it to be that, but I also don't really want to claim Kurt Schilling either, right? And it's kind of funny because, like we said on this morning's podcast, it's the more I think about it, the more ridiculous it is to keep Kurt Schilling out just because we don't agree with what he says, right? There are people historically that are in the Hall of Fame that probably said some horrible things, but luckily, even if they were publicized, it wasn't a very far reach. Doesn't have the same reach as Twitter and Facebook. Doesn't have the same reach as clips being posted from shows and appearances he's on being, you know, passed around. It's just one of those weird things that, like, I don't know. Kurt Schilling at this point for the Arizona Diamondbacks is like that alcoholic uncle that you don't want to claim as your own because he says anti-Semitic things all the time. But you're just like, no, that's not my uncle. I don't. But he is attached to us forever. And if he does go into the Hall of Fame as an Arizona Diamondback, which is understandable. Again, we talk about the successes these guys have had. And he had his biggest successes with this team, you know, to be honest. So I could totally see him going in as a Diamondback. But, it's not something I particularly want, you know?
It's
the flip side of Goldschmidt, right? Like, Goldschmidt, I want him – if he does, I want it to be a just D-back so bad. But Schilling, it's like, hey, weren't you a Philly for a long time? I'm just saying, like, when I think of you, I think Philly. That's all I'm thinking is Philly. Maybe you should put a Philly hat on. That's all. Our man Motion says Greinke has played for too many different teams. I agree with that. And again, I don't think that despite the amount of time he was here as an Arizona Diamondback, I don't feel like he had the success or any kind of connection that's strong enough to go in as one. But who knows?
He's played for so many teams. I mean, I feel like that's a rarity among players who are as good as Zach Greinke is. You know, normally if you're that great of a player, you don't really bounce around that much because everywhere you go, you're liked and you play well and people want to keep you. But with Greinke, I mean, he played in Milwaukee. He played for the Angels, the Dodgers, the Diamondbacks, the Astros, and he came up with the Royals. And he's probably about to play for another team. After he signs in free agency. So it's crazy what his career has looked like.
And Chris Melton says on-field performance is separate from off diamond psychosis. I love the way she put that. And I think it's kind of weird because we are in we're in a cancel culture kind of phase in society, right? And I I know right. people throw that around the way they throw around social justice warrior and snowflake and all sorts of other insults that lose, you know, whatever. But we are in a different time in society where people don't really want to put up with what we feel like are really terrible, horrible stances on life, especially from people who are influential over others. And that can allow that kind of toxic, you know, thought process to spread, right? It's fine for you to be crazy and talk to your like next door neighbor and the mailman about your stupid ass theories and the way you fucking view life. But, you know, honestly, it gets to a point where when people idolize you, like people idolize someone like Curt Schilling, it gets dangerous for him to spread his rhetoric. And I think that's the one reason why people want to quote unquote cancel people, you know, when they feel like those people have gone too far and that they're spreading that toxic, you know, that toxicity, you know. I don't know. I think honestly, the biggest thing about Curt Schilling is he just continued to dig himself a deeper hole and make himself look more foolish, to be honest. I'm sure there's people that agree with him, but there are people that agree with everybody, right? If you gave a crazy, you know, homeless person like a platform to give all of his conspiracy theories, there would be people that would listen to it and go, you know what, he makes some good points, right? No matter how outlandish they are, right? Like no matter what, it's going to always be that kind of thing where, you know, someone like Schilling with his ridiculous ideas is always going to have some support out there. And people don't want to put him in the Hall of Fame because of that. And that's like, right. that's a reason not to give him a radio station or a radio show or a television show. That's a reason for other things. That's not a reason to keep him out of the Hall of Fame, to be honest. And I say that again, as someone that absolutely does not want to see him go in wearing an Arizona Diamondbacks hat like he plans to, but whatever, man, at this point, I'm really on board with this idea, even like we talked about today with the ones that we know aren't going to make it in again, right? The A-Rods, the Bonds, Clemens, guys that are being held out to in some sort of form of punishment to keep them out as long as possible, but still maybe probably vote them in towards the end of their eligibility just so that they could teach them some sort of lesson on morality is becoming more and more bizarre to me, despite the fact that I was fully on board at one point with keeping someone like Barry Bonds out.
Mm. On a lighter note, this is very off topic, but I feel like it warrants mentioning while we're on the live show. I don't know if you follow Ben Verlander on Twitter, Derek. He is Justin Verlander's brother. And today Ben Verlander tweeted out, he was basically asking people, you know, who's your trendy pick for Cy Young in 2022? And Ben Verlander threw out the name of Zach Gallen from the Diamondbacks as his pick, who he would start with on that list. So I know that's a 180 degree topic change, but
I like that you did that though.
Because bit of a lighter note, you know,
you took it out of this entire talk about Curt Schilling and cancel culture and took us right into the idea of Zach Gallen somehow being a Cy Young Award winner next year. And he's
another possible Hall of Famer down the road, right? Who knows? Sure. He's still a young guy.
He definitely would be at the top of my list of current D-backs to potentially be
more than Cattell. You'd put him over Cattell.
I think I would. I think okay. I would.
Both of them are not really anywhere near legitimate consideration. So it's kind of a silly.
Absolute speculation. But. Right. I guess what we're looking at there is ceiling. And I think at times that I could see Cattell maintaining the performance he's already had and it being a valuable piece to a baseball team. I just don't know, you know, if he's going to go much
Hall
higher
of Fame
further
is,
that
yeah.
that where he's at, you know what I mean? So
yeah,
it'll be interesting to see. But Brett Johnson's completely on board with Zach Gallen being a Cy Young Gallen Cy Young season, baby. Well, yes, we'll get there soon enough, but let's not forget, folks, it's still lockout season. So grab your pillows, grab your stuff. It's still lockout season, but we will get around soon enough to Cy Young season and all the a wonderful seasons of baseball. Jesse, I will say this, though. You can get on the DraftKings Sportsbook app right now if you're in Arizona. I can't, and I forgot that. I saw that the Phoenix Suns were a two-point favorite over the Dallas Mavericks, and I pulled out my phone immediately to smash that DraftKings Sportsbook app button, and I immediately got blocked. Told, no, 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 sir, you are not in a state that allows gambling. You are not within two blocks of a sports entertainment facility. So I did not get to place my bet. But maybe if you're listening right now on the live podcast, maybe you should. Maybe you should jump on there and place that bet on the Suns. I'm going to say right now you can download the DraftKings Sportsbook app if you're a new customer and get those amazing 56-1 odds in honor of Super Bowl 56 on any NFL team. Bet just $5 and win $280 in free bets if your team wins. That's promo code PHNX for 56-1 odds at DraftKings Sportsbook app. DraftKings Sportsbook, obviously a official sports betting partner of the NFL, celebrating that Super Bowl 56. If you aren't a new customer, you can still get on the action with divisional round same game parlays. Combine multiple bets from the same game for a bigger payout. The more legs you add, the more money you win. And I am going to give you one right now with my DraftKings pick of the week. But just remember that DraftKings is safe, secure, and reliable. Best of all, you can deposit and withdraw your cash whenever you want. And I'm going to give you, like I said, my DraftKings pick of the week. I'm taking the Tennessee Titans, which I'm taking all the way to the Super Bowl, baby. I'm sure they're going to make me look stupid after this by saying that, but I'm taking the Titans at the over on the Bengals at 3.5 points right now. So just over a field goal. I'm going to combine that personally in a same game parlay. And here's my mix. I'm going to give you probably what I would get bashed on the Bets podcast for a coward's parlay. But I'm going to take Joe Burrow throwing under 304.5 yards. And I'm taking Joe Mixon as an anytime touchdown scorer. Rolled up with that Bengals Titans 3.5 coverage on the spread. I'd also maybe pepper in an under there as well. Maybe that too. And then you can go in and, I don't know, like I said before, I like to throw race to 5, race to 10, those kind of things in there. Those are always fun as well. Get on the DraftKings Sportsbook app. Tap that same game parlay option. Once you get that drop-down menu, you will see all those additional options that you can add for those extra legs so you can increase those odds and win even more money. DraftKings, again, an official sports betting partner of the NFL. 21 and over only, Arizona only, gambling problem, dial 1-800-NEXT-STEP, new customers only, eligibility restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. And that's all I got, Jesse. That's our week in baseball. We will see what happens. We appreciate you guys so much for tuning in, obviously. We appreciate the MLB Players Association for scheduling a reply and getting back within 2 weeks, I guess. Jesse's date is in trouble, guys. This is our final podcast of the week. If you're listening to this right now on Friday, we're a week away. And it's not looking great. It's not looking great. If you're watching this live,
a week is plenty of time, Derek.
Look at this guy. Look at the, if you're watching this live, I want you to look at his face. I want you to see the terror in his face. I want you to know, how much, he knows he's wrong. So, thank God we don't have to worry about Jesse's date coming true because Lord, again, he'd be insufferable.
You think you can bet on the end of the lockout on?
Oh,
DraftKings?
We need to.
Is that possible?
I don't know, but we could take side bets on it. That's for sure. I don't think they're going to hit my date of Valentine's Day, despite how much they're going to get yelled at by their significant others. A reminder from our pal Motion that Zach Gallen almost no hit the Atlanta Braves last season. I will happily remind somebody of this every episode. To be frankly, guys. So, yes, I want everybody to remember that. Of course, you can follow us on Twitter. I'm at @Cap_Caveman with a K. Jesse is at Jesse N. Friedman. Our show is at @PHNX_DBacks. But all roads lead to @PHNX_sports. And that's on Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter. You guys have been great in the comments. We appreciate you guys coming in and chatting with us. Right now, of course, shout out to Chris. She says PHNX D-backs coast to coast right now. We absolutely are coast to coast.
That's
DC
true.
To Seattle. You know how many times my stupid friends have confused looking up stuff and putting Washington in and then telling me what the weather's like from your state.
I was going to say, you went to the wrong Washington, Derek. Washington, D.C. was not.
I guess I did. I was like, I got off the plane. I was like, where's Jesse? They're like, who's Jesse? I said, Thunderstick. And they were like, I don't know what you're talking about.
Yeah, if you get off a plane in Seattle and mention my name, everyone will know who you're talking about.
Oh, it's crazy. It's crazy. They're like, they pick you up on their shoulders and they carry you straight to Jesse's house. It's the wildest thing ever. So if you don't want to pay for a Lyft or an Uber, just do that. And then Jesse will take you somewhere from his house.
Yeah, but, right.
We appreciate you guys tuning in. Obviously, Jesse's going to be wrong on this date, so we'll celebrate that next week. Wow. Looking forward.
Oh,
really,
you're just
rubbing
making
in his face.
Celebration out of it now.
Oh yeah, I got graphics planned. It's going to be a big ordeal, but again, go check out the DraftKings Sportsbook app. Use our code of PHNX. Go to phnxlocker.com. Buy yourself a shirt, even if you don't get the membership. Our shirts are amazing. I've been wearing them all weekend. Obviously, I'm dressed up right now in a friggin' tie because I had, like I said, mayoral business to take care of here. Makes on PHNX's sense. Behalf here in Washington, D.C. Had to meet with the Prez, had to meet with Congress. It was exhausting, but I'm glad that I can go put on my amazing PHNX merch now and you know, just be comfortable instead of having to go impress people. Maybe I should have just worn the shirt to Congress. I bet they would have.
They probably would have had more respect for you if you
probably. Shirt. Yeah, I think this was a weak move, right? I showed up. It's not even a red tie. It's like a power tie. I just showed up in all blue. It's like I was waving the white flag from the beginning. I was like, I don't want this lockout to be over. If we do, Jesse's going to be right. And maybe that's what I was actually here to talk about, is just to make sure that whatever date we get this done, it's not on the date that you said, because God help us all if that happened. But if you are listening to us right now on your favorite audio podcasting app, please subscribe to us there. Drop us a 5-star review. The Vice Mayor deserves it. Go over to YouTube. Also, if you're watching us on YouTube, sign up for notifications. If you're not watching us on YouTube, the helicopter's here to get me, Jesse, by the way. Got to wrap it up fast because they're going to come busting in through this window. But we have lots of amazing merch. We have great stuff coming out on the YouTube channel. Don't miss any of it. Sign up for those notifications, like I said, and you won't miss anything from the PHNX team, because it's all amazing content. So even the sad Cardinals content, let's be honest. I know we're all sad. We can all vent together. We can go through these steps together, and we'll be fine. We'll get out on the other side. So we appreciate you guys watching all week long. On behalf of Jesse and myself, we thank you so much for tuning in. And remember, kids, baseball is fun, but it's so much more fun when the freaking MLBPA would finally respond to the owners and get this done. Let's get done, please.
We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/BlueWire. Just go to Indeed.com/BlueWire right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/BlueWire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.